The world's largest study looking into dementia has found there's an alarming level of misunderstanding about the disease. The study surveyed 70,000 people in more than 150 countries, and it found two-thirds of respondents believed the disease was just a normal part of ageing, which experts say is troubling because it means people may not seek treatment to stop it progressing. Julia Holman reports.
Every 3 seconds, someone around the world develops dementia. 4 years ago, Trevor Crosby was shocked to find out that he was one of them.
I didn't have any thoughts whatsoever about that disease until I was diagnosed. It knocked me for six.
At 65, he had early onset dementia.
Dementia is an ugly disease. It really is. It's the fear of the unknown. Sure, it's there, and I would say the majority of people don't know how to handle it, and they probably go about it in exactly the opposite direction they should be.
450,000 Australians have dementia. Worldwide, the figure is 50 million. But despite how common the disease is, a new global study which interviewed 70,000 people in 155 countries shows it's poorly understood.
One of the things I'm surprised about is that 2 in 3 people think dementia is a normal part of ageing. Now, what that shows is that we have a long way to go with education.
Marie McCabe is the CEO of Dementia Australia.
Dementia is a medical condition. It's a disease of the brain. It's not a normal part of ageing. It is more common as we age. But here in Australia, for example, of the 450,000 Australians living with dementia, 1 in 13 are in their 50s, their 40s and their 30s.
She says many people with dementia don't get the help they need because they don't understand it's something that can be treated.
Unfortunately, there are still many people that think that there is nothing that can be done when somebody develops dementia, and that's actually not so. There's quite a bit that we can do to work with people to live well with dementia.
And it's not just patients who have that view. The report found that globally, 62% of health professionals mistakenly believe that dementia is a natural part of ageing. Glenn Rees is the chair of Alzheimer's Disease International, which conducted the research along with the London School of Economics.
In Australia, as in other high-income countries, the aged care component and dementia component of training for medical professionals tends to be very low. People with dementia and their carers may also be in denial. So it's not always the doctor that's failing to diagnose, it's the individual themselves that doesn't want to receive the bad news.
It's estimated that the number of people with dementia worldwide will triple over the next 30 years to more than 150 million. Glenn Rees says that 95% of people in this survey were worried they could get it.
In that respect, I think the report confirms something that we're well aware of, and that is alongside cancer, dementia is the disease that people most fear.
He believes that fear only adds to the stigma about the disease.
Those of us who are old enough and lived through the last century will remember that there was denial about dementia. Families didn't talk about it. There was a conspiracy of silence and secrecy. So I think there's a whole range of reasons why dementia remains something which people feel uneasy about talking about.
Trevor Crosby hopes there will be a cure for dementia, and he has advice for people with the disease and their carers.
As soon as they're diagnosed, ask, well, what can we do? Read up a bit before they make that journey. So simple, but difficult to make that first step, and I'd encourage people to take a deep breath and bite on the bullet and get that early diagnosis.
Dementia patient Trevor Crosby. That report from Julia Holman.